Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Gimel. Let's start with more than halfway down on Mem Beis Amud Beis. Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zrika Ki Ailus Lakami De Rabbi Yevo. When you go to Rabbi Yevo, Rami Le, ask him the following: Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi? How could he say that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Gestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says our Mishnah Kol Anashim Lo Yinasav Lo Yisarsu Ad Sheyu Lahem Shlosha Chadashim. There's a din of Avchana. Achas Besulos Achas Beulos. So Amar Le, so there, how could he say halacha is like Stam Mishnah and say the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi? So Amar Le, he answered. He said, Drami Lo Chaha Lo Chash Lekimche. The one who asked this question did not sift his flour properly. The Panim Yafo says, it means that whenever you have a Rebbe talking to a Talmud, the Talmud has to know what's a joke and what's serious, what's halacha lemaisa, and what's meant for the Beis Medrash. He has to sift through and know exactly what the Rebbe's talking about. Stam v'achach machlokesi, and this is a stam, but then followed by a machlokes. V'yen halacha kistam in that case. The Amar Papa v'item Rabbi Yochanan. Like was said, machlokes v'achach stam halacha kistam, stam v'achach machlokes ein halacha kistam. So if Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was so same after the machlokas, then you could say the halacha is like a stam. But if it's the opposite, so then you can't say that, as the Gemara continues now. Mistamech va'azil. Mistamech va'azil, Rabbi Avahu, Akatve, the Rav Nachum Shameh. Rabbi Avahu was leaning on the servant of Rav Nachum, his servant. He was leaning and he was being taken. He was a Rebbe, and the Talmud was helping him, and he was walking along, and Menachem Va'azil, Hilchas Aminei, and he was asking him halachos of what's this, what's that, what do we have to know what the situation was, why can't they just, they were in the Beis Medrash, and they were sitting and learning with each other. No, the Gemara has to tell us that they were leaning, and he was helping him. Starach Lener says, because if you keep reading, it seems like both of these, Rav Nachum was also a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara says elsewhere that it's inappropriate. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Ches also l'shamesh b'bisha shona halachos. Right, if somebody's a Talmud Chacham, I'm not allowed to use him for my own personal kavod to service me. So who is Rabbi Avo? Was a great man, but who is he taking Rabbi Nachum to help him to serve him? Says the Arach Laner. Well, if it's for personal kavod, so then one's not allowed to ask to be served. But if the kavod is to help me teach him, and I'm able to teach him through the kav, through the service that he is giving me, so then that would be mutter. So here too, he's able to walk and to be with everyone and be with the rest of the Talmidim because through the help that he is being given. If there are more chairs, feel free to bring chairs from somewhere. Aval says the Aruch Laner, V'yish Lomar, Deo Davke Mishtamish Bo L'Tzorach Atzmo, Aval Mishtamish Bo Ba'esh Malam Do'im Kein, Zeu L'Tzorach HaTorah, She'idaito Slulu Yoser. That's part A. Part B, one might think also, this is connected to the Gemara beginning of brachas of gedolah shimusha yosem limuda. Rebbe to Talmud is not just about learning the content of what the Rebbe has to say, but being around the Rebbe and accompanying the Rebbe and doing everything we can to learn from the sichas chulin and from the activities and from all behavior of the Rebbe. So again, that's also another crucial element. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin, where the Gemara there is discussing the halachic definition of an am haaretz. This manazet, we don't have such a definition. Manazet is just a name that people call each other. But it used to be a halachic definition of an am haaretz. Who is an am haaretz? The seventh parak in Brachas discusses when we weren't allowed to sit or even bench with an am haaretz. Who is an am haaretz? Somebody who is a halachic category. Says the Gemara in Brachas, Ezeo am haaretz. Kol she'eino kori kriyashma shachris va'arvis. Someone who refuses to say kriyashma. Okay, that's an am haaretz. Somebody I don't want to be in company with. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol she'eino miniach tefillin. Somebody doesn't wear tefillin on purpose. Somebody doesn't wear tefillin. I don't believe in the mitzvah of tefillin. Ben Azai Omer, kol she'ein lo tzitzis bebigdo. Somebody doesn't wear tzitzis. These are defining. Rabbi Nassan Omer, kol she'ein mezuzah al pischo. Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef Omer, kol she'eish lo banim ve'inam megadlum l'talmud Torah. Someone who refuses to send his kids to give them a Jewish education. So these are defining mitzvahs. We understand these are called Ame Haaretz. Acherim Omrim, last opinion. Afilu Kara Vishana. Velo Shimesh Talmud Chacham. Hareze Am Haaretz. Even if somebody's a Baki Bishas, if they don't have a Rebbe, then that's called an Am Haaretz. Amar Avuna Halacha Ka Acherim. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what's the Pshat? He says, I can know Kol HaTorah Kula. But if I don't have a Rebbe, if I didn't spend time with a Rebbe learning from how a Rebbe acts and behaves and deals with all the situations. So that's G'dola Shimushi Yosa Milimuta. It's not just about the content. A Rebbe is not a computer that I get the information from. I get the answer to a Shiloh, to a Psak. We have to all have a Rebbe to connect to the Mesorah, connect to the previous generation. And if not, I raise Amaras because I could get a warped idea of what I'm supposed to be understanding. It's not just information. So that's the Gemara here, maybe another added idea. Mistamech v'azor Rebbe Yavo, akatid Rebbe Nachim. He wasn't just sitting in shir with him. He helped him out of the car. He helped him into the yeshiva. He walked with him throughout the town. So that's another idea of why the Gemara has to tell us that detail. So again, Rabbi Yavo was walking, leaning on the shoulder of Rabbi Nachim, his servant, Menaked Va'azil, Hilchasa Minei, and he was asking him, Shailas, about the following. Boy Minei, right, just related to what we just had, to the Erisin and the Nisuin and the Hafchana issues. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Boy Minei, Machlokas V'achar Kach Stam Mai. If there is a Machlokas Tanoim, and then there is an anonymous Mishnah. My, what is the halacha? Who do we paskin like? If there's a machlokes, v'yachar kach stam. Omar le halacha k'stam? We paskin like the stam. There's a machlokes, then there's an anonymous. Why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put the anonymous statement? Not always a Mishnah. We'll talk about that in a second. Why did he put that second? Because he wanted to make sure that you realize that that is what we paskin like. The opposite, stam v'yachar kach machlokes, my. What about stam and then v'yachar kach machlokes, my. Omar le ein halacha k'stam. Then Allah is not like a stam if the stam is earlier. A comment on each of these lines. Machlokas v'yachar kach stam. So we pass like a stam, says the Gemara. The Rashba points out, Rashba and Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Beis points out that machlokas v'yachar kach stam is even stronger than a regular stam. If you have an anonymous Mishnah, okay, an anonymous Mishnah. If you have a machlokes and then an anonymous Mishnah, it's as if Rebbe is saying, says the Rashba, look at the different opinions, but this is what we paskin like. This is even stronger, right? The Rashba. The inachinami, the tvei adif machlokes v'yachar kach stam, mistam masnisen below machlokes. It's even stronger. Why? Mishum dekol shoshana Rebbe machlokes v'yachar kach stam nireshe dikte karbe bedavar. It's clear that he focused, he thought about it, he knew the other opinion. And that's why he quoted only the second opinion, only one of the opinions in the second source. This reminds us of the Gemara in Maseches Erevin, famous Gemara about Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. But the Gemara says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued for 3 years straight, Halalu amar halacha kamoseinu, halalu amar halacha kamoseinu. They each were very strong in their opinion, until one day there was a basko from Shemayim that went out and said, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, v'alacha k'Beis Hillel. They're both right, but we pass them like Beis Hillel. Erevin Yud Gimel. Ask the Gemara if they're both right, so what do you need the second half of the statement for? Why is the halacha like Beis Hillel if they're both right? Says the Gemara, Mipnei ma zochu Beis Hillel l'kvoa halacha k'mosan. Why was Beis Hillel zocha to have halacha nikva like them if Elu ve'elu? At the end of the shiur, if there's time, we'll talk more about Elu ve'elu. Mipnei shenochin va'aluvin hayu. Number one, because they were meek, they were humble, they didn't hold themselves so high. Kind of like siyata d'shmaya. If somebody's a humble person, all good things happen to them. Nochin va'aluvin hayu. And then, the Gemara says, v'shonin divreihen v'divrei Beis Shammai. And they also studied Beis Shammai's words and their own words. They didn't just study their own words. They studied Beis Shammai words and their own words, and they still had conviction to say what they felt. That shows conviction. That shows being convinced, exactly what the Rashba says about Rabbi Danasi. He studied both opinions, and then he paskin like one of them. That's even stronger than a regular stam. Machlokas v'achar kach stam, that's even stronger. And that's the last line of that Gemara. V'lo od el shemakdimin divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihem. They even mocked him. They first studied Beis Shammai's words, and then they studied their own words. Right? A lot of times when you have chavrusas arguing with each other, so they're arguing at each other. They're not arguing really with each other. Am I really trying to understand what my chavrusa is saying and vice versa? That's the ultimate. The ultimate is when I listen to my chavrusa, I try to understand what the chavrusa is saying, and then I still say what I'm saying. Because that shows that I'm really convinced of my shita, and that's the Gemara in Erevin Yud Gimel, and that's the Rashba right here in Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Beis. That's related to the line of Machlokes v'yachar kach stam. Then we have stam v'achar kach machlokes. So we said the halacha is like this The halacha is not like the stam in that case, because first there's a stam, and then there is a machlokas. Tosfos here discusses, and Rashi as well, quoting from other Gemaras, that a lot of these, when does this sugya apply? When there's a machlokas and a stam, or we could see things in juxtaposition in light of each other, it really only applies within one mesechta. If there's a shita at the end of, there's a machlokas at the end of one mesechta, and another source at the beginning of another mesechta, do we always connect them? So when it's all within one seder, so then it's okay. Or within one mesechta, there are different sources, right? See Tosas, the last couple of lines of Tosas, al betrei mesechtei isle l'Rabbi Yochanan halacha kestam. There are different rules and regulations within a mesechta, within a seder, ain't seder l'mishnah. There's different halachas, but we know there used to be a trivia question that there was a different answer to than there is today. Now, if we ask the trivia question, what is the only mesechta that is also the name of a seder? There's only one answer to that question. That's Mesechus Taros, which is also the name of a seder Taros. But in the days of old, there were two answers to that question: Mesechus Nezikin. Right, the Babis were all one big Masechta, and now it was the first Baba Kama Thiba Bahu, it was Masechta's Nezikin, which was also the name of the Seder. So now we only have one. That's the name of the Masechta, the name of the Seder, but in the days of old, that's why sometimes if you have a rule, Tosfos asks. So the Gemara asks, it's only if it's in one Masechta, the Babis are all one Masechta. That's why, that's different. That's why the in Kalim is the only one that's left. That's 30 prakim. The Baba, Masechta's Nezikin used to be 30 prakim. And that used to be the last one taken on all the yard site lists. Right? But now it's only, Kalim. You have to split it up into three. Yeah. What? Seder Yeshuas. That's based on that Gemara and Shabbos that calls Yeshuas a Seder Nezikin. But in other places we find it's called Seder Nezikin. But again, basically that Gemara and Shabbos is that's where it's based on the Pasuk in Yeshayo, where the source of Shas B'Shnai is based on Yeshua as a Seder Nezikin. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Stama de masdison umachlokes bebrai samai. So what if you have now a Stam and a Mishnah, and a machlokes and a Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi decided to leave it out. Braisa from the word bra, outside. He left it outside. So we know Mishnayos are more authoritative. So, if you have a stam and a mishnah, a machlokas and a braisa, my armali al hakastam, the mishnah wins out. The halacha is kastam, machlokas b'masnisan, the stama b'braisa my. What about the opposite? If you have a machlokas and a mishnah, a stam and a braisa, so we have a mishnah is usually more authoritative, but an anonymous sheet is also more authoritative. So here you have the anonymous and a braisa. So which wins out? My armali v'chi Rebbe lo shana, Rebbe Chiya minayin lo. If Rebbe did not see fit to put it into Mishnayos, so we're going to, Rebbe Chiya, put it into the Tosefta, put it into the Braisa. So does that give it strength? Does that give it teeth? Meaning a Mishnah is more authoritative, right? And that's why the Gemara, whenever the Gemara has a chance to ask a Kasha from a Mishnah, from a Braisa, the Gemara always assumes that it's stronger to ask it from a Mishnah. The Gemara sometimes will ask, you know, why do you ask it from a Braisa? You know, a Mishnah is stronger. Ask it from a Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, seemingly, that the Machlokas in the Mishnah could override the Stam in the Braisa, and you might not paskin like that Stam in the Braisa. Okay, so Amar Lei. V'hatanan, is this really true? I'm going to quote you now a Stam Mishnah, which we don't paskin like, because we paskin like the Machlokas in the Braisa. What Stam Mishnah? Well, we were just talking about Mesechus Kalim. Amar Lei V'hatanan, Masrek Shel Pishtan. What's all Kalim about? Kalim is all lists of different Kalim, when they're Makabal Tuma, when they're not Makabal Tuma. The first parak of Kalim is what sometimes we learn when we're not focusing on Kalim, because the first parak of Kalim has the list of the levels of Avos HaTuma, and then the list of the Kedushas HaAretz, going from Eretz Yisrael all the way to the Kodesh Kodashim. All the 10 levels of going closer in, Harabayis, and Azara, and Chel, and Azara, and Heichel, and Kodesh Kodashim, all the way in. So that's the first parak. But after that, the next 29 prakim are all lists of which parts of Kalim are Makabal Tumah, which are not Makabal Tumah. Maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash, they should all be Halach L'maisa. We have to know, right? If I was Tame and I touched something, I have to put into a mikvah. So these are all Halach L'maisa, Be'ezus Hashem. So says the Mishnah, Hatznan. The Mishnah says in Kalim, Masrik Shel Pishtan, if somebody has a comb, a flax comb, Shenitlu Shinov, its teeth have been removed, Nitlu Shinov, Vinishtai Riboshtayim, and there are two teeth left. Two teeth in the comb left, Tameos. It's still Tameos, it's still Mekabel Tumah, Tameos. Why? Tameh always means makabel tuma. Doesn't mean it is tameh. It's makabel tuma because it's still useful. You have two teeth left; it can still be used for combing. Va'achas tahora. If only one is left, then it's basically useless. So that's why it is no longer makabel tuma. V'kulon shenitlu achas achas bifne atzman tameos. But if you took out a tooth, that tooth itself is usable. Rashi says you could use it for a needle. You could use it to stretch a thread. You could use it to clean out your candlesticks. You could use it for something. So it's usable. So that the tooth itself is makabel tuma. That's the comb of flax. Shel tsemer shenitlu shinav achas mibeitayim. If you have a comb for wool, that's like the comb that the av malacha of combing, menafetz, is combing, so that's the of Shel Tzemer. You took out every other tooth, tar, that is not makabel tuma, it's useless in its present state. Nishtairu bo gimel b'makom echad tame. But if there are three teeth left in one area, so then it is still makabel tuma, because that area is useful. Haisa hachitzona achas mehen tohar. But if you have three at the end, one of them is the outer one. Rashi describes the outer one as a thicker tooth. It gets in the way. You can't really use that to comb. Sometimes it's thicker, it's harder. So that doesn't count. If one of the three is the external one, so then it's not makabel tuma, it's tohar. Nitlu beis va'asan lemalakate. If you took two of the teeth and you made it into a tweezers or a scissors, right? Two sharp elements, tomatoes. So then that kli is tame because now you fashioned it into a useful kli. Achas v'hiskino laner olami tuach tameya. If you have one of the teeth and you fashioned it and made it to be used for candle or for stretching your threads, tameo, so then it is makabel tuma. End of the Mishnah. So that the Mishnah tells us all the different rules about teeth and not teeth, and one of the rules is that the masrig of Pishtun, that its teeth was taken out, so is the tooth tameh. So our Mishnah says that the tooth is tameh. And v'kaimalan de'en halacha ko'osa Mishnah. If you look in a brisa, there's a brisa elsewhere that has a machlokas about this, and we paskin it's tar. So you see, if there's a stam in a Mishnah and a machlokas in a brisa, sometimes we might paskin like that the shita in the brisa. So how could here he give the answer? How could Rabbi Avo give the answer that it is not true? So Amar Lei Bar Mina, don't ask me from that Mishnah. Tiahi Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish, Dami Shavaya Zuena Mishnah. That Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish already said, is not authoritative. There are problems with that Mishnah. And therefore, it's not so authoritative. They're not as strong as another Mishnah. It's not so authoritative. Or, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, throughout Shas, probably more than others, many times they're on the same team, many times they say things together, and many times they're arguing with each other. Right? Rabbi Yochanan cannot live without his Chavrusa Reish Lakish. Remember the Gemara about Masechas Bava Metzia? The beginnings and the end of their relationship. The Gemara says it all, from the beginning to end. The Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish was not frum. Machlokas Rishonim, whether he started off being a Talmud Chacham and then he went off, or he, as Rabbeinu Tam holds, and others say no, that he never did. And he was swimming in the river, and Rabbi Yochanan sees it, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, wow, you are so strong. Chelech la'oraisa. Right? You should devote your Torah devote your life to Torah. I see the koach that you have. And Reish Lakish sees that Rabbi Yochanan was a very handsome guy. And Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, Yofi l'nashech, right? Your beauty should be to women. And Rabbi Yochanan says to him, you think I'm handsome, you should see my sister. If you come back, so then I will convince my sister to marry you. And that's what kachava, that's what happened. Reish Lakish, the Gemara even describes, couldn't even get out of the water, because right when he committed to devote his life to Torah, he didn't have enough strength for anything else. So, and that was how they became brothers-in-law. And Gemara tells the tragic story at the end. That was the beginning of their relationship. And then at the end of their relationship, there was a machlokas about a mishnah in Kalim, right, in Yonad Yoma, right, about a mishnah in Kalim, about some type of sword, about when the sword is makabel tuma, when it's not makabel tuma, machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says a shita, and Rabbi Yochanan makes a pithy comment that says, oh, I guess you would know about swords. And right when he said that, because he used to be a bandit, he used to be on the run, I guess, along with Ben Drusai, right, Reish Lakish was out there, And Reish Lakish became depressed. He's like, oh, great. So you're telling me I haven't accomplished anything in life. They call me Rebbe there. They call me Rebbe here. Rebbe Yochanan's like, no, no. We didn't understand that. He didn't mean it. whatever it is, Reish Lakish got sick, Rabbi Yochanan got sick from the fact that the Reish Lakish got sick, and Rabbi Yochanan's wife, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, Reish Lakish's wife, comes to Rabbi Yochanan and says, Davin, Davin, Davin! And Rabbi Yochanan's like, I'm trying, what am I supposed to do? And eventually, Rachman al-Islam, the tragedy is that Reish Lakish died. Reish Lakish died. There might be more to the story that's not there, but that's the story that we have in the Gemara. And Rabbi Yochanan went crazy. Rabbi Yochanan went around, used to walk around the yeshiva. He's like, where's my chavrusa? And they got him the best chavrusa. And they got him another rav. I forgot who it was, which other amora, who used to come to him. And every time Rabbi Yochanan said something, he broke 24 rayas from somewhere else that he's right. Rabbi Yochanan says, you think I need your rayas? What I said is right. I know I'm right. Right? The machlo, you know what Reish used to do for me? He used to ask me 24 kashas. Every time I said something. And then I had to work at it. And through the machlokas that we had. So then the emes came out. It was mislab and emes came out. So Reish, where's Eifalat Bar Lakisha? He cried and cried and he went crazy. Went crazy. The last line is that the Rabbanan davened for him. And he also passed on. That's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the beginning and the end. So they were amazing friends. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz points out the unbelievable mussar that if you look at the Gemara, the beginning of Brachos, that many are familiar with, that Rabbi Yochanan used to carry around the bone of his 10th child that he lost. Machlokas, how could he do that? Chiyav Kvura, something about his 10th child. Rabbi Yochanan could handle losing 10 children, but he couldn't handle losing his chavrusa. He couldn't handle. He couldn't go on because the Torah is what saved him throughout. And once he lost Reish Lakish, he lost it. That's this Gemara here. So whenever we see Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on the same team, always think about that Gemara. The same team, they argued, they agreed. So that's this Gemara as well. The Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both said that mission is not authoritative, and therefore, don't ask me kashas. Ah, how can we pass like a machlokas to Brisa over that Mishnah? That Mishnah is not authoritative. So my time up. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with that Mishnah? So, three different suggestions the Gemara gives. Number one, Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach Mishvedu Rav Idi Mishvedu Rav Ika Mishum Dekasha Reisha LaSeifa. It's internally contradictory. Why? Diktani Shal Tzemer Shenit Lushin of Achas Bibein Taim Tar. If you take out one of the teeth, every other tooth, so then Tar, it's Tar. Hanish Tairu Bo Shtayim B'makam Echatame. Mashma, that if you left two in a row, it's still Tame, still Makabal Tuma. Every other one out, Tahar. You leave two next to each other, still makabel tuma. V'hadar tani, and then it says, ishtai ribo gimel tame. But then it says, and the Gemara is assuming that it's all the same types of, we're not maybe having different types of combs. So, you have three there together, tame. Gimel in shtayim lo. Two together is not makabel tuma. So how could the first line say two is makabel tuma together, and the next line say two is not makabel tuma? So it's innerly, you know, it's a problem with that Mishnah. That's why it's not authoritative. Says the Gemara, my kushya. That's not a problem. Dilma habigav yasa habibir yasa. Right, same word, brisa, outer. No, maybe this is the inner and this is the outer. What does that mean? Rashi has two deos here. Does it mean, like a comb that we can think of a comb, there's one line of teeth, and the ones on the edge are less useful to us, because they're like by the edge. You can't brush your hair, like the Gemara said earlier, by the hard edge ones. So it's the inner ones and the outer ones. Right? That's why there are different rules, right? Inner ones might be more useful than the outer ones. So here's two and here's three. That's one day a Rashi gives. But then Rashi describes another type of comb with two rows. Two rows of bristles, two rows of more like a brush than a comb, we would think. So again, that's what inner and outer mean. So on one type of one layer, two would be enough, and the other layer, three would be enough. So Rashi has those two deos about how to understand inner and outer. So that is all, though, number one suggestion, and we said, my, that's not a problem. Rather, the Mishnah, the lines of the Mishnah are talking about different types of different parts of the comb. So Elamei Hacha. So let's go to a different. This is the problem with the Mishnah. Diktani v'kulon shenitlu achas achas bifnei atzman tameos. All those, if you take the teeth out one by one, it's tamei. What does the first part of the Mishnah say? You take out one tooth and use it. It's tamei. V'yafa gav delo hiskina. Even though you didn't fashion it into anything, you took it out. Boom! Right there, it's makabel tuma. And yet, the very next line of the Mishnah, ema seifa achas v'hiskina. If you take one out and you fix it up and you fashion it into use for to be a proper kli, then tame hiskina in lo hiskina lo. Only if you fashioned it. So that's the inner contradiction. Do you have to, when you take out the tooth of the comb, do you have to fashion it or is it automatic? Stira. That's why the Mishnah must be problematic. Says the Gemara again. Why is that so problematic? Amar Abaya, umay kushya. Two arguments. Dilma habekatayu, ha belokatayu. Maybe there's a difference between if the tooth came out and there was something under the tooth that could act like a handle, the part where it fit into to the comb, to the brush. Above the pointy part, there was a cot. A cot is a handle. So it's like ready to use as is. You don't just have the tooth. So maybe there you don't have to be masaking it at all. And the second part is we just have the tooth and it broke off. It broke off with the part that gets inserted into the main part. So maybe that's the difference between the two. Or Amar of Papa Umay Kushya V'doma Ha Bikatinsa Ha Baalimta. It depends if there's a narrow type or a wide type. So again, there's no inner contradiction here. So again, then we're back to the question. So it's a good Mishnah. It's an authoritative Mishnah. So why would we say the Machlokas and the Brisa would override the Stam of the Mishnah? So Ela Mishum De Misaimi Beidav Kanei Zu Devrei Reb Shimon. So the third answer is that because the one who were davkaniks, the one who were very medayik in the Mishnayos, had a misora that this wasn't a stam Mishnah. The Mishnah really ended off Divrei Rabbi Shimon. It was a das yachid. So that takes away the whole question. This isn't a stam Mishnah. And therefore, it is not something that, it doesn't relate to our issue. Okay, period, end of that little discussion of Kalim and Stam and Machlokas. Now we get back to what the sugi was about yesterday, back from the Mishnah in terms of Havchana, in terms of the separation of the different marriages. So here we go. Shalach Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Ma'arisin Toch Gimel. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin sent that you can have Arisin Toch Gimel, right, within 3 months. V'chenos emaisa. I say you could do Arisin within 3 months. Well, like the Shittas we had, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, we discussed that yesterday. Within 3 months, you can at least do Arisin. V'chein ha'er blazer melamdenu, mishum Rabbi Chanina ha'gadol. Not only you can do it within 3 months, but you could be very makel with the, how much of the 3 months? Rubo shel rishon, v'rubo shel shlishi, v'emsa'i shalem. Most of the first, most of the third, and the entire middle one. Meaning, after all, Rabbi Yosef Engel says here in the Gilyoni Hashas, the whole ma'arsin is a gzera. So we're makel by the gzera. Whatever's called 3 months. Whatever's called 3 months, just to do arisin. Remember, there's no issue of afchana. They're not having bia yet. So you're not going to worry about who the father is. So arisin, we can be makel and have a little bit of each of the months. A Meimar Sharal Aris B'Yom Tishin. A Meimar allowed Erizin to take place on day 90. Day 90, right? A little less than, let's say, a perfect 3 months, which we might require 91. Halacha L'maaseh, we do Chalitza B'Zman Hazeh on day 91 to make sure that it's a full. Amar Le Rav Ashi La Meimar. A Meimar, how could you say on day 90? V'harav Shmuel Damri Travayu Sricha Lahamtin Gimel Chadashim. Rav Shmuel had said, you have to wait 3 months, Chutz Miyom Shemesbo, V'chutz Miyom Shenesarasebo. Right, didn't Rav Shmuel say, no, you have to mutually exclude the days of the events itself, the day of death and the day of marriage. So what do you mean you could cut and do it on day 90? So, answer, Amemar answered, no, Ha'u L'inyin Meinekas Itmar. No, you got the story wrong. No, that Rav Shmuel statement that says you can't cut at the either end, that's regarding the 24 months for Meinekas. You have to wait 2 years after a woman is nursing, not regarding 3 months after the death. The Rav Shmuel, Darmi Travayot, Tzri Chalamtin, Chavdal and Chodesh, Miyom Shenolebo, V'chutz Miyom Shenazarsebo. That's what Rav Shmuel was talking about. The 24 months regarding the 2 years regarding Meinekes and Me'ubaris. There's a fascinating discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Trumas Hadeshen. Right, we said yesterday, and we just said right now, 24 months. 24 months for a Meinekes, let's say a Bekoas for 2 years, the baby has to nurse, you don't want to ruin the milk, or 2 years Me'ubaris. What if it's a Shana Me'ubaris? Not a pregnant woman, a pregnant year. What about a Shana Me'ubaris? When it says 24 months, does that mean 2 years? Or does that mean 24 months? Literally. Whenever you have the issue of 24 months coming up somewhere, this question is asked by the Achronim. The Trumas Hadeshen had a case. Many say that the Trumas Hadeshen wrote his own Shilas in order to, he wrote it Sefer in Shilas B'Tshuva form. There's a second volume of the Trumas Hadeshen which is called Psukim. That's clearly Shilas. But the first half is not. It doesn't make a difference. The Trumas Hadeshen is one of the great Baalei HaMasorah. Almost every Psak of his is in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Trumas Hadeshen writes that there was a case that a woman got married in within month 25. But it was the same year, it was Shana Me'ubaris. So do we force them to get a divorce, like we spoke about yesterday, a few days ago? Is there a knas, and we wouldn't let them get remarried? But it's within 2 years. within 2 years, but it happens to be 25 months. With Hashanah Mubaris. Instead of the Shuman Tzad Hashan, let him stay married. At least b'di'evet. At least b'di'evet. Because it says 24 months, 24 months. So he got married in the 25th month. So what did he do wrong? 24 months is 24 months. So that's why it says that the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simen Yud Gimel. Gazru Chachamim. We start off with the rule. Shelo Yisa Adam. Velo Yikadish Mu'uberes Chaveiro. Velo Meinechas Chaveiro. Ashe Levlad Chav Dalin Chadashim. So the baby is 24 months. Tahainu Kfima Shekovena Chadashim Echad Mali Vechad Chatzer. As we just said, like Rav Shmuel says, don't count day of death and day of marriage. And then, Shulchan Aruch. V'chodesh ha'ibur, ole l'minyin chavdal chodesh. V'chodesh ha'ibur counts. So it's not a full 2 years. 24 months, whenever that's over. V'yesh omrim, d'lachadchilo yachush afilu l'chodesh ha'ibur. Truma sadeshen. L'chadchilo, don't count the shana mu'ubaris. Give the baby 25 months. 2 years. Right, that is a machlok, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. So again, this is something that comes, it's based on the Shumas Hadeshan, as I said. But again, something that comes up in various, contexts. Another place where this comes up. What, do you take the language literally or not, if you're a member, is by Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar. We know the Torah tells us in Parshas Kiseitse, we have to remember what Amalek did to us. Zachar Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek. Chazal said, how often? So the Shlach Kadosh, Mr. Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kadosh. Okay, there's a minhag at the end of davening every day to say the Sheish Sechiros. It's a minhag, it's wonderful, but it's not a chiyuv, it's a minhag. Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kadosh. But when is the chiyuv to remember Amalek? So Chazal said once a year. Once a year, we have Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos before Purim. The question is, why once a year? Where did Chazal get that from? What is once a year? So the Gemara tells us, Gzeira l'meishin ishtakech min aleiv l'achar yud beis chodesh. Right? A mace is forgotten after yud beis chodesh. That's the concept of a yard site. So we have to remember, you know, at least once a year, you know, we remember our departed. Because if we wait more than a year, so then, you know, we might forget. Gzeira l'meis, the language of the Gemara is, shin ishtakech min aleiv l'achar yud beis chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. So, say the Achronim, so that's why we have to remember Amalek, Lo Tishkach, and therefore once a year we have Parshas Amalek. We have to remember Amalek. Says the Maharam Shik, so what about in Hashanah Mubaras, where we have 13 months between the Parshios Zachar, right? So then, it's 13 months. So what do I say? So I should have to, that's too far. That's the Chumrah of the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik says, in those types of years, we have 13 months between the Parshio Zachar, so the Kiseitse, in the middle of the summer, you gotta remember this, in the middle of the summer, Kiseitse, the rabbi should announce, and to be machmer like the Chumrah of the Maharam Shik, we should have Kavana, to remember Amalek, now. In the middle of the summer. That's the Chumrah of the Maharam Shik. His own rabbi, the Chassam Sofer, says you don't have to do that. Right, the biggest raya is, why didn't anybody say this in the past 1,000 years? Right, there were Eber Yars in all the generations, and nobody says a word about, oh, Parsha Zachar, Chazal, you know, it's not in the Mishnah Megillah, but it's above, Shana Mubaris, you have to, no. Because what does it mean a year? It means, Chassam Sofer writes, other Achronim write, it means the cycle of a year. The cycle of going through the holiday season, and the winter, and the summer, like after a whole year, then we start forgetting things. That's why. And some Achronim also say that, does take the Gemara literally? What? Right after 12 months, I forget Dafyomi, what's today? Right, from today, we forget Dafyomi that we did a year ago yesterday. Right, what, after a year, all of a sudden I forget things? Right, I mean, maybe sooner. But some Achronim say it's, no. What is that Gemara talking about? It's talking about a mace. Where does the Gemara relate that to? By a mitzia. You lost something, an aveda. So things that are kind of out of our existence, like a niftar or an aveda, with his natural yeish. So those are things that we forget after 12 months. But it's not like automatically, oh, we forget everything after 12 months. So that whole idea, it could be Chazal just said, a year, it doesn't have to be dafka based on Ekamar. Okay, in any case, that's another area where we have, do you take 12 months literally, do you take 13 months? So here we have the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. related to the 24 months of waiting after a marrying a mu'uberes. Okay, let's continue. So we just said, okay, Rabbi Shmuel said those are the days you got to wait, the Yom HaMisa and Yom Kiddushin, you exclude those. About five lines up from the two dots. V'ahu da'avet su'udas eris in b'yom tivshin v'afzadei Rava l'su'udasei. Boy, I mean, wasn't there somebody who made a su'udas eris in on day 90? And Rava said, you know, he caused him to let everything spoil. No, you can't have the eris in today, you can't have the party today. Right, so you see, even by the 90, not just by the 2 years. Hahi sudas nisuin have. No, that was a sudas nisuin, not a sudas erisin. That was a real marriage. The Hilchasan, the Gemara ends off, Sricha lahantun chaftal chodesh, chutz miyom shenolad bo, the chutz miyom shenisar sebo. That's what we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, 24 months, excluding the day of birth and the day of erisin. V'tzricha lahantin gimel chadashim chutz miyom shemesbo v'chutz miyom shenisar sebo. Right, so halacha lemaisa, we require complete times of 3 months and of 2 years. The Ritva here discusses what about if there's a the case we discussed a little bit yesterday. What about machzor grushaso and what about maisa znus rachmana litzlan? Right, is there a havchana there? Does one have to wait there? Okay, look in the Ritva right here. Okay, we continue now, but now we get back to the last line of the Mishnah that we had 2 days ago. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both said, as long as there was no issue of havchana, there was nisuin, you could do erisin. There was erisin, you could do nisuin. Everything's good in mutter, but Rabbi Yossi said, but by an almana, she can't have erisin within 30 days because of avelus. That was Rabbi Yossi's last line, v'pnei ha'ibol, right? Oh, an almana. During Shloshim, she cannot get remarried. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So that's what we're going to focus on right now. Chutz ben ha'almana. Amar of Chizda, kavachomer. No! It should be mutter for the almana to have erisin during Shloshim based on a kalvachomer. What kalvachomer? Uma b'makom she'asur l'chabes. In a time, in a place where it's usher to do laundry. When is that? Shvua she'chalbo. Right, 3 weeks, that's nowhere in Shas, the 3 weeks. Right? From Rosh Chodesh Av, that's already in Shas. Mishnech Nazav Matin B'Simcha. And Shvua she'chalbo is already in Mishnais. Right? So, Mishnech Nazav is already in the Mishnah. Right? That's already early. The 3 weeks is not. But in general, that's why 3 week Shilohs are generally more Chomer than Svira Shilohs. Because Svira is nowhere in Shas. It says in the Gemara in Yevamos, we'll have it later on, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died between Pesach and Shavuos. That's true, but that's all the Gemara says. At some point, post-Talmudic, in the time of the Gaonim, that's when Minhagim started, about not getting married and not having haircuts and music. That was all later, but it's nowhere in Shas. All it says there is Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died. Nihugim between Pesach and Shavuos. You'd think that should be an amazing time. The Ramban and Parshas Emor calls that Chol HaMoed. It's like the Chol HaMoed, like Sukkot has a Chol HaMoed. It's a Chol HaMoed. It's unbelievable, right? So, but at some time after the Stimas HaTalmud, it took upon itself a nihug of Avelus. But here now we're getting into Mamish. What's in the Gemara? In the Gemara, Shavuos Shachalbo is already in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ubaba Makam Shasal Lachabes in a time in Shavuos Shachalbo when it is usher to do laundry, and even it's usher to do laundry. Even for after Tisha B'Av. We know the halacha is, I can't give something to the dry cleaners erev Tisha B'Av, because I want it after Tisha B'Av. I can't. Rashi's Lashon in Tainus. Rashi's Lashon is why? What's the Isser of Kibbutz about? Rashi says, let me just find the Rashi here. Oh, Kedei sheyobosh la'achar zman, aser nira kemesiach daito, she'osek b'kibbutz begadim. If I'm washing, I'm having a hesach hadas from what I'm supposed to be focused on at this time of year. I'm washing, focus on the churban. Focus on that. So even if I'm going to do it for, I'm not going to wear it. Doesn't matter. I'm not supposed to be looking ahead at this time of, year. So, the Gemara says, Ma b'makam sh'asal l'chav, it's rosh v'shachav, I'm not allowed to do laundry. Mutter la'areis, yet I'm allowed to do erisin during Shvua Shachalba. I'm allowed to do erisin, makam sh'mutter l'chaves. So during Shloshim, where I'm allowed to do laundry. It's not like Shiva where you can't change your clothes. During Shloshim, where I'm allowed to do laundry, ain't odin shemutu la'aris. So surely I should be able to do erisin. So again, that's the kavachomer. Shur shachabo, I can't do laundry, but I could get married. Erisin. So during Shloshim, where I can do laundry, I surely should be able to do erisin. So, Kashan Rabbi Yossi. And this is the Gemara Maihi. So where do we see that you're allowed to, these halachas apply by Shvua Shachabo, erisin, mutter, Kibbutz Aser, that's not The Mishnah says at the end of Tainus, Shabbos shachal tishabah besocha, shuor shachal bo, asr lasaper, u lechabes, can't get a haircut, can't wash, u bachamishi mutter, mnekavra Shabbos, special dinim about Erev Shabbos on Thursdays, Vitanya, and the Brisa says, kodem azman azep, before we think kodem azman azep here also means, shuor shachal bo. That's the Havam, and Rashi points that out, right? The third to last skinny line. Kasal kadaitach, at this point, kodem azman azeh means, shvur shachal bo, ha'amamatin biskeyem iliso militein. We stop doing normal business, milivno so milin toa, from building, from planting, dvarim that give us simcha, uma arson. But we do arson. We could do arson during shvur shachal bo. Avalokonsim, we can't do nisuin. We can't consummate the marriage. Ve'ein osin sudas arson. We don't make a suda. Question mark. So that's the raya. We see from there during Shvur Shachalbo, yes, Erisin, no Kibbutz, so we have a Kalvachomer. Answers the Gemara, Kitan Yahi Kodem to Kodem. No, that last brisa, Kodem Azman Azeh, when it says Erisin's Mutter, that's referring to before Shvur Shachalbo. Kodem to Kodem. Last line in Rashi, Kodem Shabbos Shachal Tishma Besocha. That's where it's referring to. It's before Shvur Shachalbo. That's where Erisin is mutter. So the Gemara says, okay, so make a kalvachomer from kodem to kodem, from that stage. Let's say, Amar Rava v'kodem to kodem nami kalvachomer. Uma b'makom sha'asur lisa v'litein mutter le'areis, in a place where I'm supposed to already curtail business activities, even the week before Tisha B'Av, right? Mishin Nichnas Av, I'm not supposed to be involved, right? If you have Din Toris, right? It's a bad mazel. So already, Maso Matan is usur, and yet Erisin is mutter mutter le'areis. So makom she mutter lisa v'litein ain't odin she mutter le'areis. So in a place which is mutter lisa v'litein, when somebody's in Shloshim, they're allowed to do regular business. So ain't odin, surely Erisin should be mutter. So kasha on Rabbi Yossi. So this is our first try. Change Rabbi Yossi. Lo tema de Rabbi Yossi omer kol hanashim yisarsu. Don't say when Rabbi Yossi. What does our Mishnah say? Rabbi Yossi says Erisin is always mutter except during Shloshim. No. That's not what Rabbi Yossi says. What Rabbi Yossi say? Ela ema kol hanashim yinasu. Even Nisuin is mutter. Right, except for a woman during Shloshim. Says the Gemara, Nisuin, for less later Rabbi Yossi lahavchin. Doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold of the whole din of Avchana? We're saying, what do you mean? You were married. You should get married already within 30 days. Doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold of that? Answers the Gemara, Lesley. No. According to this suggestion, he does not hold of it. And Rashi quotes on the first skinny line, Gimel machlokos bedavar. At this stage, the Gemara is saying, so therefore we would end up having three different shitas in the Mishnah. The first shita of the Mishnah is everything is usser. Everything is usser. Erisin's usser, Nisuin's usser. Even if the woman the first marriage was only Erisin, you can't do Erisin with the second marriage. Everything's usser. That was the Tanakama. Rebbe Yehuda, it depends. Rebbe Yehuda says, use logic. If there was Nisuin, you could do Erisin. If there was Erisin, you could do Nisuin. That's the middle approach. And then Rebbe Yossi would say, everything's mutter. Nisuin, before Nisuin would also be mutter, if she's a grusha, right? But only Almana and Avelus would be the problem. Again, also keep in mind, Rashi alluded to this in the bottom of the previous Amud. This also might relate a little bit to how much is Erisin a mitzvah? I mean, is there pressure here to do Erisin? Rashi has just a lushin on the bottom of the last skinny line on the previous Amud, u'mitzvah ka'avid. Mitzvah ka'avid. So that we know is a machlokas rishonim, whether kiddushin itself is a mitzvah. Right? Puravu is obviously a mitzvah, it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. But kiddushin, that's the machlokas Rambam and the Rush. Machlokas, where the Rambam says kiddushin is a mitzvah, separate from puravu, and the Rush says no. It's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is puravu. Big halacha l'maisa nafkamina. When the Masada Kedushin tells the chasad akala under the chuppah, focus, I'm making a bori puragafin, and you're going to drink the wine, right? Focus. So what should he tell them? I'm making the birchas ha-mitzvah for you. It's your mitzvah. I'm making the bracha for you, and therefore you should have kavana. Or I'm making a birchas shavach v'hodah now. Hashem is awesome. V'tzivana, arayos, v'aslan, sarusos. But have in mind, because this bori puragafin is yours, I'm making the shavach v'hodah, but you have to drink the wine. Halakha, what kind of bracha is it? Halakha l'maisa. The Ritva in Kisubis in the first parak has a middle shita. He says, it is a mitzvah, but it's a bircha shavach v'hodah. That's the middle approach. The Rosh says, it's not a mitzvah at all. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah, but the bircha is a mitzvah. The Ritva says, of course it's a mitzvah. But it's not a berachah mitzvah. Then you have to ask the question, so why isn't there a regular berachah mitzvah here? Okay, you can look in that ritva on Daf Ches or so in Ksubis. Okay, so that is all suggestion one. How do we answer the Kal v'chomer? Change Rabbi Yossi. Number two, v'yibah yisema, la'olam islay. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds of the din of Avchana. V'ema, and limit Rabbi Yossi. What does he mean to say? Rabbi Yossi omer, kol ha'arusos gerushos yinasu. The Arusos that were divorced can't get remarried. So he holds of Avchana, meaning the Almanas cannot, because they're in Shloshim, right? But it's the Almanas, Arusos, Grushos can't get remarried. That's how you should read the Mishnah. So Yahachyainu Rebbe Yehuda. So then that's exactly Shita 2, right? We just said there are three Shitas, that's Shita 2. What does Shita Rebbe Yehuda say? Wherever there's no problem, logically, of Avchana, then you get remarried right away. Ikebinayu nesua le'ares. No, the nafkamina is whether a nesua can do erisin. Rabbi Yehuda saver nesua muteris le'ares. Rabbi Yehuda says muter. Because erisin, there's no ma'isa bia, so there's no problem. Rabbi Yossi saver nesua asura le'ares. No, Rabbi Yossi's only heter is an arusa kedu nisuin. But a nesua cannot do erisin. Says the Gemara, really? V'saver Rabbi Yossi nesua asura le'ares. Does he say that? But v'atanya, we have a brisa that says otherwise. Rabbi Yossi omer, kol anashim yisarsu chutz min ha'almana b'bnei ha'ibol. There he says it. All women can have erisin done, except for the almana, because of avelos. V'kame ibol shalash shloshim yom. And that's 30 days. V'kulon lo yinasu ashi len shlosha chadashim. Gimel chadashim. Question marks. The brisa says beforish. Then Rabbi Yossi always allows erisin. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. That's what the Mishnah said before, and we changed the Mishnah. So, we'll change the Braisa, just like we changed the Mishnah. Hi, Mai, wait a minute. Hi, Mai Kushi, what's the problem? Kilema diktani Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kol hanashim yisarsu. Is it because of that first line that all women should be misares? So, mialima mimas nisan. Is the Braisa stronger than the Mishnah? Du ukimna ba'arusos gerushos inasu, which we established to mean only referring to arusos gerushos? Can't get remarried, Sachanami. So interpret the Brisa that way. Call Arusas Gerushas Inasu. So you're bothered by the first line of the Brisa? Reinterpret it. Reinterpret it just like we reinterpreted the Mishnah. So Elami Seifa, the Brisa said, no, the next line of the Brisa is more problematic. Diktani, Vikulan lo Yinasu, Ach Yulahan Shlosha Chadashim. They all cannot get remarried, can't do Nisuin until they wait 3 months. In Suvehu Delo, they cannot do Nisuin, Ha Isruse Shapradami. But it sounds like they can't do Erisin. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yossi says a Nesua cannot do Erisin? The Braisa says that a Nesua can't do Erisin. That's where our reinterpretation of the Mishnah is problematic. So again, Rava says, no problem, Amar Rava. Taris Vemahachi, add in a couple of words to the Braisa to fit in to our understanding of Rabbi Yossi from the Mishnah. Hachi Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Arusas Gerushas Inasu Chutz Min Ha'almana B'bnei Ha'ibol V'kame Ibol Shalash Loshim Yom V'Nesuos Lo yisarsu ashielan shlosha chadashim. Period. Okay, so we're still within. We're going to have four different ideas about how to Rabbi Yossi can answer the Kal v'chomer. Number one, we change the shita totally. He rejects havchana. Number two, we just said is that no, he holds of havchana, but he has one limitation. And now we're going to get to number three and four in a couple of minutes. The almana min erisin mi yisla ibol. Now one second, let's get to the basic din. Does an almana min erisin? Does she have avelus? Does she sit shiva for her husband? Remember the days of old when they did erisin 12 months before they did nisuin? So, v'hatani Rabbi Chiya Barami. We had this brisa earlier. Ishto arusa, lo onein v'lo mitami lo. The husband and wife have erisin, and then Rachman al-Aslan, the woman dies. The man does not have to preserve aninus, and he's not mitame. He does not become, if he's a kohen, he is not allowed to become tame for her. V'chein he, lo onenis v'lo mitami lo. And also she does not observe aninus, and is not mitame for him. Mesa, if she dies, ena yarsha, he does not yarshin her. Mesu, if he dies, go v'ksubasa, so then she collects the ksuba, because ksuba is min ha'erison. Question mark, what's the problem here? It says here that tuma goes by nisu and not by erison. They don't have to be mitame for each other by erison. Ask the Arach Lanair, what does that have to do with us? We're talking about avelus. What does that have to do with tuma? Ah, says the Arach Lanair, what's the source of Avelus in the Torah? Where does it say the mitzvah of Avelus in the Torah? Avelus is a mitzvah, according to the Rif and the Rambam and others. Bali Tosva says Hold Rabbanan. But the Rambam and the Rif Paskin that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Where does it say in the Torah? Where's the source? So there are two, the Rambam has two suggestions in two different places. So one might be Yaakov. The Rambam notes that pasuk at the beginning of Hilchos Avelos, but he says that's a little difficult for me because it says the brothers had Shiva for 7 days, and I hold Avelos is only 1 day. So what's the source? Says the Rambam, the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim. Tumas Kohanim. A Kohen is also to become Tame for anybody except for his 7 relatives. He has a mitzvah to become Tame. And says the Rambam, included in that mitzvah of Tumah is Avelos. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Aseh Lamed Zayin. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. Shetzivanu sheyitamu akonim lekrovim haniskarim batara v'chulu. And then he says, included in this, v'ze ba'atzmo hu mitzvahs ibol. Klomar, ki kolish b'Yisrael chayav lisabel al krovav. Klomar chamesha meisei mitzvah. Ulachazei chiyavze b'ir oso b'kohen to be mechazik this mitzvah. The Torah says it even by a Kohen. Even a Kohen with his counter pressure of Tumah, these 70, your krovim, brother, sister, son, daughter, mother, father, spouse, the 7 relatives, so you have to say, even a Kohen, Kal v'chomer, everyone else, that's the Aruch Haner, that's what the Gemara is doing here. The Gemara says, is there a velus in, within for an Arusa? There's no Tumah, so they go together according to the Rambam. There's no Tumah, but there is, if there's no Tumah, there's no Avelus, that's the question here. So there's no Avelus within 30 days. Okay, we discussed when this brisa came up earlier, you see, La'el Chavtes, what does the second half mean? She doesn't become Tameah for him? An Eishes Kohen is allowed to go into a cemetery. She's allowed to become Tameh. So maybe it means she doesn't have to. She can, she doesn't have to, but that's one of the two. The Gemara says in, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, women are obligated in all los ases. Right? Mitzvah say only non-zman gromas. But los ases are obligated in all los ases except for two. Bal Takif, Payas, and about the time of the Mason. Those are the only two exceptions. So, Rashi and the Rashi earlier tries to work out exactly how to read the second half of that line. But either ways, Ella always means a new answer. Ella, Tanoi. Third pshat in the Gemara, it's a machlokas tanaim. What's a machlokas tanaim? Rashi explains, the kodem de kodem. The previous, right, the whole basis of the Kal v'chomer was the kodem to kodem, pre-shvur shachavo, that goof is a machlokas tanoim. It could be that Arison is usher then. D'tanya, the Brisa says, Meirish chodesh v'ad ha'tainis ha'amamatin me'iskein, mili so militein, milivnos v'lintoa, umile ares. That's the key word. This opinion holds that it's usher to do Arison, even before shvur shachavo. Then the whole Kal v'chomer that we asked on Rabbi Yossi before falls away. Umilisa and Arison. Shabbos shachal tishmav besocha asur l'saper ulechabes. It's asur for haircuts and kibbutz. The yeshamim kalachodesh asur. I didn't have time, but if you look here, there's a different girsa. This is the issue of tisporet, haircuts for an avel within shloshim. So Tosfos on the top of the previous omen, and Gimel and Aleph, Tosfos has quotes another girsa that the Rishonim have that you're allowed to get a haircut during shloshim. And all the Ritva, the Tosfos, like, what kind of girsa is that? So some Rishonim are mechalek between men and women. Some Rishonim are mechalek between men and women regarding haircuts during shloshim. And the Shulchan Aruch even talks about this. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Avelos, Isha muteres benetila seir achar shiva. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. She's allowed to get a haircut if the shiva. The Ramah, yish omer afli isha v'chein ikar. That women also should not get haircuts. And the post can discuss, what if the hair's a knot, then for sure, you know, but just for beautification purposes, that's the machlokas, and the Ashkenazim are machmir, but it goes back to this different girsa that the Rishonim quote in the top Tosfos on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and a different girsa in the Gemara. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara, Maskev L'Ravashi. Mimai de la aris mamish. How do you know that this last brisa, which said that Arison is usur during the, let's say, from Rosh Chodesh Av, dilma lemevede sudas Arison with the usur. Maybe the brisa only means the meal associated with Arison is usur. Hale are shaper dami. But the actual Arison would be mutter. Says the Gemara Yahachi, milisa linase nami, lemevede sudas Arison with the usur. So then interpret the line about Nisu in that way too. Only Su'udas Nisuin would be Aser. Halisa Shapardam. You're going to tell me it's a mutter to do Nisuin? From Rosh Chodesh Av? That can't be. So the Gemara says, Hachi Ashta, wait a minute. Bishlama Nisuin below Suda Ika Simcha. Fine, Nisuin without a Suda, there's still Simcha, so the Brisa for sure is Asering that. Ela Arison below Suda Mika Simcha. But Arison without a Suda, is there Simcha? So maybe it's just Asering Arison and not only Suda's Arison, not Arison. So Ella, so we have a final answer. A final answer going back to why we can't ask Akasha from Shvur Shachabo on Rabbi Yossi. Ella, Amar Rav Ashi, Shiny avelos chadasha me avelos yeshana, v'shiny avelos deraba me avelos deyachin. There's a difference between old avelos and new avelos, meaning personal avelos for a relative, and avelos on the base of Migdash. There's a big difference. And even if Erisin would be mutter by avelos yeshana, by the churban, but it will be usher by avelos chadasha. Why? What's the difference? What's the svara? So if you look in Rav Soloveitchik Sefer, they put out of the whirlwind the Sefer on avelos. So the Rav writes there. Well, there's a big difference. What's the point of avelos chadasha and avelos yeshana? Avelos chadasha, when a person is hit by a relative dying, they can't look forward. Halacha says they're not allowed to look forward. Not chayiv in mitzvos. Aninus. You have to focus right now. You're going to do erisin. You're going to get married. That's inappropriate. To focus on your relative. You can't, there's no hope, right? We are taken over by the experience of death. Right, Rav Soloveitchik is on page 29 there. The mourner, he says, in individual mourning, betrothal is forbidden. Man vanquished by death suffers self-degradation. There's no use in continuing the struggle, and he submits himself to his cruel fate. That's avelos chadasha. But avelos yeshana, that's communal avelos. There's personal pain, but Am Yisrael chai. And Am Yisrael always looks forward. And that's why even after 2,000 years, we mourn, but with an eye on the future. There the mourner is not the individual, but the nation, the covenantal community, which must never lose hope or faith, no matter how difficult times are, no matter how great the loss is. However dreary and bleak the present seems, the future shines with a brilliant glow full of promise. The messianic hope has never vanished. The people have never been enveloped by the dark night of despair. And that's why Erisin would be mutter. Okay, sue this Erisin, maybe not. But Erisin is mutter. That's the difference between Chadasha and Yeshana. Tosfos, he doesn't quote it there, but Tosfos adds to this that in terms of Masa Umatan, it's the opposite. Masa Umatan might be more usur by Avelus Yeshana than by Avelus Chadasha. Because that's about right now. Masa Umatan. So it might cut the other way in terms of it's not focusing on the future, it's just making a living right now. So that might be more inappropriate by Avelos Yeshana than by Avelos Chadasha. So Erisin and Masa Umatan might cut in different directions. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue. Back in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, yeah.